Well, hey, family, and welcome to Coffee and Kathy. This is Steph from the Grief to Great Day podcast. You're listening to our weekly devotional episode. Now, Kathy, she was the sister of one of my best childhood friends. Each year in the summer, she would tag along when we went swimming or skateboarding, and in the winter, it was sledding. Now, some days that was okay, but some days we didn't want the little sister to hang around. Now, as we all grew up and I moved to North Carolina, I saw very little of her. Then, in 2021, over 4 decades after those summer and winter activities, I heard that not only had she become a children's pastor and lived in Guatemala teaching missionary children English, but she had also gotten cancer. She returned to the States. Her sister began caring for her, but within a couple of months, at the age of 50, she died. Now, what I learned after that made me really sad that I didn't know her better as an adult. See, God wasn't a part of her life. He was her life, and her impact on others was great. These weekly devotionals are a way for you to get quiet, grab some coffee, tea, or a green smoothie, and just listen as I read from Kathy's blog entitled Learned Along the Way. She was incredibly wise, funny, and a fully committed Christ follower. Grief, you know, the thing you're going through right now, it is the hardest thing you'll ever face, so don't let anyone ever diminish that. But let's also not diminish the power of God's word and the transformational healing he will do in your life. I'm a living testimony of going from pitiful, what I defined as brokenhearted, years of tears, angry at God and the world, overwhelmed and confused, to powerful, what I defined as peaceful, joyful, and strong in my trust, hope, and faith in God. You're not alone, and your day does not have to be your forever. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So all you need to do now is be still and just listen. On Living Cross-Culturally. Teaching in a land far away long, long ago. You may or may not know this about me, but I lived in Japan for 3 years. I was a few weeks shy of my 25th birthday when I went there on an exchange teaching program through the county public schools. I was an assistant English teacher, or AET, for a city just north of Tokyo, working primarily in the public middle schools, working with other AETs from around the globe. We were recruited from any country where English is the first language. And even though I started that adventure 20 years ago, some of the things I learned and experienced still profoundly impact my life. When I first arrived in Japan, everything was new and different. Learning to stay to the left instead of the right when riding the escalator or walking down the street, adjusting to the very, very different school system there, figuring out how to use the rice cooker in my apartment, remembering to take off my shoes when entering, and figuring out how to do it gracefully, something I fear I never ever mastered. Learning how to ride the train system and how to strategically be squished in a small place with hundreds of strangers while lurching down the track. Quickly learning that azuki bean paste looks a lot like chocolate filling at the bakery, but tastes completely different. Trying sushi for the first time. Remembering to always carry a pack of tissues with me, since the train station bathrooms don't have toilet paper, and realizing that at every train station, someone will be giving them away with advertising on them if I forget them. The key, however, was remembering that before using the restroom and making sure the tissue packs I accepted were not pornographic. So many, many adjustments, so much to learn, behaviors to change, things to remember, working hard to learn the language, something else I never mastered, just adjusting, until one day, I forgot. I forgot I was living in Japan, because life was becoming normal again. What once was frightening now was understood, even if not accepted. What once was mysterious and awe-inspiring and magnificent, like seeing Mount Fuji from my apartment when the wind blew away the smog, became insignificant, because life became routine. Until it didn't. Every once in a while, something would happen that would throw me. It would remind me usually harshly, that I was living in Japan. This was not my home. This was not my culture. I was a stranger in a strange land. Sometimes that realization was triggered by a happy occurrence. Often it was triggered by something awful, but it always came like a bucket of cold water dumped over my head. You may or may not know this about me. 41 years ago, I made the commitment to be a Christ follower. I was only 4 at the time, and I certainly did not understand all the implications of what it means to say yes to Jesus' offer of eternal life. But when I was 4, I understood that I was a sinner, that Jesus died to take my punishment, and that I needed to accept that gift for myself. As I have journeyed through life, I have grown in my understanding of what that means and in my commitment to being a Christ follower. I have learned many new and amazing things as I have studied God's Word. He has shown up in my life in incredible and astonishing ways over and over again, providing for my needs, bringing just the right song at just the right time, making a verse stand out in neon as I read His Word, answering prayer, guiding my steps. But often I forget. I forget that this world is not my home. I forget that I'm a stranger in a strange land. I forget that I'm not living here and now, but for eternity. I forget to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I forget that many, many of the people around me do not have a personal relationship with God. They have not been forgiven because they have not asked. They have not seen prayers answered because they do not believe. I forget that I have one purpose and one purpose only, to glorify God. This life is not about me, my comfort, my happiness, my successes, or my failures, my struggles, or my needs. This life is not about me. It is a short, temporary journey leading to an eternal home. And that is not just true about me. It's true about every person I meet. Their lives, like mine, are flowers quickly fading. And their lives, like mine, are short, temporary journeys that will end in an eternal destination. Life with God forever, or life separated from Him. My sole purpose in life is to be a gigantic, glowing, flashing sign that says, God loves you. He wants to be your friend. I know because He says so in His Word, and because He is my friend. Let me point the way to Him. When I forget all that, life gets really, really hard and really, really complicated. When I try to live like I am in charge, like I get to call all the shots, like I get to write and run the playbook, life stinks. It is always messy because we are all sinners living in a sinful, fallen world, regardless of what I am remembering. But that mess gets magnified, and I seek to be glorified when I forget who I am and whose I am, and that this is not all there is. It makes me grateful for the buckets of cold water that get dumped over my head by life, sometimes by glorious things like standing in awe of His creation, but often by harsh things that I would rather not have to endure. But I am grateful for them either way, because they drive me to remember. They drive me to the arms of God. They drive me to readjust my thinking yet again. Those buckets of cold water remind me that I am not home yet. Every day, I'm living cross-culturally, and they force me to ask, will my life show that today? Will I choose my way today or His? In how I drive, in how I speak, what I watch, listen, read, how I respond to those whom I disagree with, how I spend my money, my time, my energy, and 1,000 other ways. It was impossible for me to blend in while I was living in Japan. Large blue-eyed blondes with curly hair stick out over there. No matter how often I forgot, it was obvious to anyone who looked at me that I was not from there, that I was living cross-culturally. Oh, may the same be said about me today. May it be obvious to all who see me that I am not home yet, and may it not take buckets of cold water to remind me of that fact. I want to live remembering. How about you?